your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Time for a couple of more brief discussions until we have to take a break for the top of the hour news. Mike, a number of agreements have been made between Western countries and Far Eastern countries. That trend started out under Donald Trump when Donald Trump's son-in-law went back and started out with an agreement between us and Saudi Arabia, and it rapidly began to increase in size to include other countries. Let's talk about that a little bit.
And I'm not an expert in that area at all. I think that was a good move on the part of the Trump administration. I think he got very little credit for that, by the way. It was one of the first times we've moved in a positive direction in the Middle East for a long time. And I think it was remarkable. And I felt at the time that it was bringing stability to the region. Now, Hamas does not want stability.
No, very definitely not.
They will do anything they can to stop what we would call stability.
Yeah.
So that's going to go on. That will continue to go on as long as Hamas has a heartbeat.
Unfortunately, you're right. They are very, very set in their ways about their religious philosophies. And they obviously want the entire world to be on their side, Mike.
Well, I guess they do. I think they will kill you to convert you.
Yep.
That's a pretty powerful religious message, isn't it?
Yeah, I really have to wonder why they are so, they're supposedly religious people. I have had friends who have read the Quran cover to cover. I have not, but close friends of mine have. And they all say that in the Quran, there is nothing about killing infidels, for lack of better terms. But I find that hard to believe, given some of the events of the last few years, Mike.
Well, you would wonder just exactly how that interpretation takes place. Well, you know how the Bible can be interpreted differently by people.
Sure.
So I'm sure the Quran is handled exactly the same way, and I would fully agree with you that that doesn't make any sense whatsoever, and any religion based on killing people who disagree with you is a bankrupt faith, in my estimation. I can't imagine that kind of a religion.
No, I completely agree, Mike. I don't think there's any question whatsoever about that. I can't either. You know, we have a lot of people living in my part of the world here in Seattle, Washington, who are Muslims. And I have to say that when I ask the people who work here, you know, what is your faith? 90% of them will start looking at the floor and say, I'm a Muslim. They're not particularly proud of it up here, and I don't understand that at all.
Well, it would be difficult to be proud of it, I think. You know, there are, as I was just saying earlier, that there are people who abuse Christianity.
And of course.
You're ashamed to be a Christian, or there are people who abuse Judaism, and that doesn't mean Jews have to be ashamed.
No.
This is probably, it seems like a majority of the population, but as we were talking about in Iran, I think it's a minority, a very strong minority that uses terrorism as a means to drive home the control.
Well, as I've said numerous times, most of the people who I know who were born and raised in Iran are very decent people, real gentlemen, real gentlewomen, very well educated and very successful once they migrate to the United States. And I'm proud to have them as friends. And I'll repeat this once more. I have a doctor, a female who went to medical school in Iran, and I'm putting my life right now in her hands, Mike.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. And those people are to be commended and welcomed into our society. I'm really concerned now about the immigration and bringing people into this country who don't like the country. That offends me, it bothers me. And, you know, we have sections of the United States, Dearborn, Michigan, Minneapolis, where we're getting radical people who came in from Muslim countries, and they've become, the representatives are pretty radical.
Yeah. Of course, I don't disagree with that whatsoever, Mike. And I think it's a major problem. I have to say again that in my neck of the woods, we also have quite a few Muslims, and they are very careful with what they say, and they are very definitely hardworking, law-abiding people, Mike.
Yeah, I would imagine. And if you put yourself in their position, unless you have a death wish, you would be careful, would you not?
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by that, but I think that's very true. No question about that, Michael. You know, I really wish that somebody would come along, a spokesman for the Muslim faith would come along and really, really attempt to change the people's philosophy about their faith. Not that they shouldn't continue to believe in Muhammad, but the philosophy about making sure that you can convert as many people come hell or high water as possible.
You know, I'm in the Phoenix area, Alan. We had a man here, I think he's still here, who was a spokesperson for a peaceful, wonderful side of the Muslim religion. He was a doctor, perhaps. Anyway, he was great, and he spoke out many times. He was really the person you're asking for, and he made a lot of sense. He was great. I haven't heard from him for a while, but I'm sure he's still here and still working to bring some kind of sense to the Muslim environment.
Yeah. Well, Mike, we got to take a real quick commercial break for the top of the hour news. You guys stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.